From the American College of Cardiology, this is Dr. Kim Eagle, ACC.org Editor-in-Chief, with this week's Eagle's Eye View. This is your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. As we approach the end of 2018, I thought it would be interesting to briefly review with you the content on the website that got the most traffic. It's very interesting to look at how our users take advantage of educational content that the college offers using the website. And as you might expect, when you start looking at the most frequently visited content, it often surrounds major guidelines, guideline updates, consensus documents, and particularly also the big clinical trials. When we do the journal scanning, we try to boil all of these pieces of information down into bite-sized pieces that you can digest quickly, because this is frankly how we learn these days. So if I look at the top 2018 journal scans, they include the early management guideline for stroke from the HA and ASA, the recent document on the fourth universal definition of MI, the chest guideline on antithrombotics for AF, of course, the new guideline for adults with congenital heart disease, a document looking at the use of apixaban in end-stage kidney disease as we learn to adjust dosing with the DOACs. Obviously, the guidelines on hypertension are big, and this year the ESH released their management guideline for hypertension, which differed in some ways from the American guideline. The statement about cryptogenic stroke and patent Freeman O'Valley. Also, the ESC guideline this year on syncope was highly visited. And the heart disease and stroke statistics are always interesting. And finally, an AHA statement on AFib burden. So this, I think, is appropriately going toward the area of guidelines, major statements that can affect practice. And I urge you to go on the website and look at those key points to remember and journal scans for 2018 to consolidate our knowledge. There were a lot of huge trials presented and published in 2018. And, of course, they include areas where there are rapidly changing patterns of care. The Cabana trial looking at catheter ablation was a big one. VEST, what's the value of VEST prevention for early sudden cardiac death and systolic heart failure? The DAPT guideline, the COAPT study that looked at the use of the mitral clip for patients with severe MR. COMPASS, which studied anticoagulation strategies, ARRIVE, which was this study to look at aspirin to reduce risk of initial vascular events. ORBITA got a lot of traffic this year, this interesting blinded investigation of interventional therapy for stable angina. TREAT was a ticagrelor in patients with ST elevation MI treated with pharmacologic thrombolysis. DECLARE TIMI 58 was a study looking at dapagliflozin, one of the new agents for diabetes management and the effect, of course, on heart disease. And VERDICT, looking at early versus deferred invasive evaluation in patients with ACS using CT. Also, you'll find on the website wonderful summary content on our certified patient cases and CardioSmart. You know, the college produces wonderful materials for both providers and their patients looking at important aspects of patient and family-directed education. This year, the top content in CardioSmart included, are there natural alternatives to cholesterol-lowering statins? What about the fluctuation of blood pressure? How important is that? Stroke risk and birth control pills. How do you use devices that detect irregular rhythms? Safety precautions for people going to high altitude. This comes up a lot in my practice. Inflammatory bowel disease, is that important for heart attack risk? Obviously, obesity in childhood and how that affects long-term risk. An interesting presentation, living near fast food is associated with greater risk of heart disease, AFib treatment over time, and stroke risk. And what are the alternatives to open heart surgery these days? And the certified patient cases were highly visited. And as you might expect, they again reflect areas of changing care. Should we be using antiplatelet therapy for elective non-cardiac surgery? What should we do these days about preventing death in ARVC? How should we assess and treat severe mitral regurgitation and others? All of the contributors to ACC.org consider it a privilege to provide content for both our reading and listening audience. the chance to look at the latest and try to congest it into an absorbable form that you can use is our goal. We want to create actionable knowledge so that your practices can be enriched by the science that continues to guide and change the way we treat patients and families. So on behalf of all of the contributors to ACC.org, I want to wish you all the best in your holiday season, and we look forward expectantly to working with you in 2019. Thank you, and have a very happy and blessed holiday season.